You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a fingerprint? Scientists believe it is important, very important, to publish scientific research in scientific journals. These articles have been reviewed by other scientists even before they're published. The publications list methods, equipment, and data from the research, and they're then available for review by the full scientific community after publication. In other words, it's as factual as possible. In 1880, a British surgeon named Dr. Henry Faulds published an article in the scholarly journal Nature. In his article, he supported the idea that fingerprints could be used as personal identification, which earlier researchers already and also believed. However, Dr. Faulds also developed a fingerprint classification system. This has led to the use of fingerprint identification in the field of forensic science, or using scientific methods and techniques to solve crimes. So, what's going on with the fingers and thumb? What makes that print on an object? Your fingers and thumbs have skin on the surface, like the rest of your body. The outermost layer of skin is called the epidermis. Your fingers and thumbs have folds of skin on this layer. Those folds are called papillary ridges. And the pattern of these ridges is distinct, unique for each person. This is kind of cool. Not only are they unique for each person, but they stay the same through a person's life. Even as you grow and get older, your fingerprints won't change. According to both the U.S. Marshals Service website and the FBI website, there are 7 main fingerprint types. They're based on 3 basic patterns: arch, loop, and whorl. Arches look like hills. The bottom is flat, but lines in the center rise up in the middle. Loops look like squished, flattened circles. They start in one direction, then have a short curve to go backwards. Whorls, spelled W-H-O-R-L, are circular patterns. Loops are the most common, at about 65% of all prints. Whorls are about 30% of all prints, and arches make up the remainder at about 5%. Try this home activity. On a white piece of paper, use a pencil to draw a square, and then color it in a lot so it's completely dark. Then put some lotion on your hands and let it dry for a little bit. After that, press your thumb into the square. Then put a piece of clear tape on your thumb, peel it off to lift the print, and then stick the tape to the white paper. You can then use a magnifying glass to examine the fingerprint and try to identify your own patterns. Well, we've just learned a little bit about fingerprints. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.